Lesson 83, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 78 through 80. Introduction. On March 1, 1832, the Lord revealed to Joseph Smith the revelation now recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 78. In this revelation, the Lord directed the prophet to organize a firm, later known as the United Firm, to manage the storehouses and publishing efforts of the church. The Lord also described the blessings the saints would receive if they obeyed the commandment to organize this firm. In an effort to protect this church-operated entity from enemies of the church, some of the language of this revelation was changed when it was first published in the 1835 edition of the Doctrine and Covenants. For example, the United Firm was referred to as the Order or United Order. Around the same time that the Lord commanded Joseph Smith to organize the United Firm, the Lord gave the revelations recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, sections 79 and 80. In these revelations, the Lord called Jared Carter, Stephen Burnett, and Eden Smith to serve as missionaries. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verses 1 through 16. The Lord commands the prophet Joseph Smith to organize the United Firm. Hold up a small amount of money and ask the following questions. How can money be used for evil purposes? How can money be used to advance good causes? After students respond, explain that in May 1831, the Lord had commanded that a storehouse be established to gather excess goods and money for the benefit of the poor. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 51. Two storehouses were subsequently established, one run by Sidney Gilbert in Independence, Missouri, and one operated by Newell K. Whitney in Kirtland, Ohio. In this responsibility, Brother Gilbert and Brother Whitney acted as agents for the church. These storehouses were to supply the saints with necessary goods, while also generating funds to buy land and to finance the publication of the revelations Joseph Smith had received. These storehouses were also to help those who were in need. To help students understand the context of the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 78, invite a student to read the introduction to that section in the 2013 edition of the Scriptures. Quote, "This revelation originally instructed the prophet, Sidney Rigdon, and Newell K. Whitney to travel to Missouri and organize the church's mercantile and publishing endeavors by creating a firm that would oversee these efforts, generating funds for the establishment of Zion and for the benefit of the poor. This firm, known as the United Firm, was organized in April 1832 and disbanded in 1834. See Section 82. Sometime after its dissolution, under the direction of Joseph Smith, the phrase, the affairs of the storehouse for the poor, replaced mercantile and publishing establishments in the revelation, and the word order replaced the word firm." End quote. Make sure students understand that in Doctrine and Covenants 78, the word order refers to the United Firm. Ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 78 verses 3 and 4 aloud, and invite the class to look for what this firm or order would allow the saints to do. According to verse 4, what is the cause that the Lord wanted to advance through the establishment of this firm? The salvation of mankind. What are some ways that money can be used to advance the cause of salvation? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 78, verses 5 and 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the reasons why the Lord commanded His saints to help the poor of His people. Ask students to report their findings. How would assisting the poor help the saints become equal in earthly things? You may need to remind students that in a previous revelation, the Lord defined equality in terms of a family's circumstances, needs, and wants. Therefore, the commandment to be equal in earthly things does not imply that everyone will have exactly the same amount of resources, but rather that every family will have sufficient for their needs and wants according to their individual circumstances. Point out the phrase, heavenly things, in verses 5 and 6. What heavenly things do you think the Lord desires us to be equal in? How can being equal in earthly things allow us to be equal in obtaining heavenly things? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 78, verse 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for an additional reason why the Lord commanded the saints to care for the poor. Invite students to report what they found. In what ways do you think caring for the poor would prepare the saints to inherit the celestial kingdom? What principle can we learn from this verse that applies to us today? Students may use different words, but their responses should reflect the following principle. Obedience to the Lord's commandments prepares us for a place in the celestial kingdom. Ask students to list as many of the Lord's commandments as they can in 1 minute. Write their responses on the board. Invite students to choose one of the commandments listed on the board and write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals a few sentences that explain how obeying that commandment will help prepare them for the celestial kingdom. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they wrote. To help students further understand the Lord's purpose for giving us commandments, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "It is not enough for anyone just to go through the motions. The commandments, ordinances, and covenants of the gospel are not a list of deposits required to be made in some heavenly account. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a plan that shows us how to become what our Heavenly Father desires us to become." End quote. How can understanding the Lord's purpose for giving us commandments help us obey Him with greater faithfulness? Invite two students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants 78, verses 8 and 9. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the names of those whom the Lord appointed to organize the United Firm. Invite students to report what they found. According to verse 9, with whom were these three men commanded to sit in council? Help students understand that the phrase, "saints in Zion," refers to church members in Independence, Missouri. Explain that Joseph Smith, Newell K. Whitney, Sidney Rigdon, Peter Whitmer Jr., and Jesse Goss obeyed this commandment and traveled to Missouri in April 1832. Shortly after their arrival, the three held a council wherein they organized the United Firm in accordance with the direction in this revelation. The firm consisted of Joseph Smith, Sidney Rigdon, Newell K. Whitney, Edward Partridge, Sidney Gilbert, Oliver Cowdery, John Whitmer, William W. Phelps, and Martin Harris. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 78, verses 10 through 16, by explaining that in these verses the Lord emphasized that members of the firm should bind themselves together through a covenant to manage the church's enterprises. By being faithful to this covenant, they would have the assistance of the Lord in accomplishing His commandments. The Lord also explained that if the saints followed His instructions, the church would be able to stand independent from all other earthly entities. Doctrine and Covenants 78, verses 17 through 22. The Lord describes the blessings available to those who keep His commandments. Ask students to name some gifts or blessings they received when they were younger, that they appreciate even more now that they are older. Why are you more appreciative of these gifts or blessings now? How do you think this can relate to the blessings that our Heavenly Father has prepared for us? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 78, verses 17 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify how the saints were like little children. Why is it sometimes difficult for us to understand the blessings the Lord has in store for us? Even though we may not be able to understand or bear all things, what invitation does the Lord give to us? To be of good cheer. How can knowing that the Lord will lead us along through the things we cannot understand or bear help us to be of good cheer? Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants 78, verse 19 silently, looking for counsel the Lord gave to the saints. Then invite them to report what they learned. Note, Doctrine and Covenants section 78, verse 19 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What did the Lord say will happen for those who choose to receive all things with thankfulness? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we receive all things with thankfulness, the Lord will multiply our blessings. Why do you think the Lord would multiply blessings for those who receive all things with thankfulness? How can choosing to receive all things with thankfulness also help us to be of good cheer? Invite students to ponder how they can more fully receive all things with thankfulness. Ask students to read Doctrine and Covenants 78 verses 20 through 22 silently, looking for what the Lord said we ought to do as a result of understanding the promises described in verse 19. Invite students to share what they found. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 79 and 80. Jared Carter, Stephen Burnett, and Eden Smith are called to serve missions. Inform students that in the revelations recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 79 and 80, the Lord called three men to serve as missionaries. Assign students to work in pairs. Ask one partner to study Doctrine and Covenants 79, and the other to study Doctrine and Covenants Section 80. Invite them to look for principles that apply to missionary work as they study their assigned sections. After sufficient time, ask students to share with their partners the principles they discovered. Then ask students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals one principle they learned. Invite them to write a few sentences about how they can use that principle to share the gospel with someone they know. Conclude this lesson by bearing your testimony of the doctrines and principles you have discussed in class today. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 78, Verse 19. Invite students to write a two-minute talk based on Doctrine and Covenants 78, Verse 19. Encourage them to include the following. Number 1. The background information related to this passage. Background information can be found on the Scripture Mastery card. Number 2. The principle that it teaches. And number 3. A personal experience that illustrates the truth that this passage teaches. After sufficient time, invite students to share their talks with a partner, or invite a few students to share their talks with the class. You could invite students to share their talks in future class sessions.